School News Roll Call publication for Los Alamitos Unified School District. We open with an article from Superintendent Dr. Sherry Kropp. One of the district's five priority goals is to optimize the use of district facilities by improving maintenance, planning, and joint use agreements. In May of 2016, the district started to assess the facility needs to protect our future and to provide appropriate facilities for our students. This robust process included community surveys, site visits, input from stakeholders representing all schools, and community outreach that included two town hall meetings. We are extremely pleased to announce that the 10-year facilities master plan is now complete. Dr. Kropp continues to say the most urgent needs are at Los Alamitos High School, namely, number one, replace the 50-year-old infrastructure, number two, replace portable classrooms with a multi-story building, and number three, add new science classrooms. Measure K modernized all sites but Los Alamitos High School, and the needs at the elementary and middle schools are not as urgent, but do include shade structures, additional restroom facilities, and replacement of aging playgrounds. Multiple strategies to fund the facility's master plan include deferred maintenance to take care of needs on an annual basis, putting funds into a long-term facilities budget for future needs, and the formation of a bond feasibility committee to give input to the Board of Education concerning a bond early next year to modernize the high school. Dr. Kropp concludes by saying, Los Alamitos Unified ranked number one overall in Orange County in the latest state assessment results, and facilities need to be number one as well, so students can continue to achieve at higher levels in the 21st century. Please push our podcast button to enter a drawing for a Gazump game. The deadline to enter is November 1. Good luck!